CKDR, today's hits, yesterday's favorites. Good morning. On the line with me right now with the Dryden Youth Entertainment Series is Representative Jill Wilkinson. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Now, I said Dryden Youth Entertainment Series, and we were talking off air that the Dryden Youth Entertainment Series is rebranding of the Children's Entertainment Series. Tell us about that.
It used to be known as the Children's Delight Series, and that was the name for, I believe, 30-plus years, and we thought it was a good time to maybe update our logo and update our name during our downtime during COVID. So we came up with the Dryden Youth Entertainment Series as our new name. We have a new beautiful logo, and it reflects our new expanded audiences. So we used to only serve ages 3 to 11, but recently we've been doing more work with Dryden High School age students as well, so providing performances for those audiences. And upcoming this weekend, we have a show for babies, which is really exciting. So going all the way down to age 0.
Flora and Fauna this Saturday. Tell us about the show.
So I'm really excited about the show. So first of all, normally it might seem kind of strange to think of performing art shows for babies, right? So we think we have to go to the theater and sit still and be quiet. But these shows are actually specially designed for babies and toddlers up to age 3. And they actually really captivate this age group. So they're allowed to get up and move around. You know, no one's going to give them a hard time about that. But I'm actually amazed in my experiences in these shows and how the kids are just captivated and they sit or they watch. I had the pleasure of seeing a show for babies in 2019 with my daughter, who was 2 at the time. And normally she's up and running around and she just sat captivated because there's so many colors and movement. So this particular show is a performance by some very accomplished circus arts and dance performers from Toronto named Femme de Feu. And they have a beautiful show about flora and fauna. It's an exploration of nature, lots of natural themes, and it's going to be very engaging and beautiful for the young audiences and their parents.
Awesome. That sounds great. Now, 2 shows for flora and fauna.
We were trying to work with potential nap times that babies might have. So we have 2 different show times this weekend, one at 9:30 and one at 11 on Saturday morning at the center. So hopefully people can make those work with their schedules they may have with their babies. It's also a really short show. So just so people know that, it's only a running time of half an hour or less. You know, you don't have to worry about, will it run into nap time?
That's awesome. So that starts the Dryden Youth Entertainment Series for the season. Other shows coming up, Jill?
We have a bunch of shows lined up for the season, possibly even some new shows that I'm not going to mention today, but we have Les Batons coming in the end of October. It's a contemporary dance using boomwalkers. It'll be really funny and a good introduction to dance for kids. In January, we will have a show called the Kif Kif Sisters, which will be really, really funny circus arts, stunts, props, and really engaging performers. Later on in the spring, Adam's Unplugged Puppet Party. He's a performer from Sault Ste. Marie. Puppetry, the level of quality you would see on like Sesame Street, I would say. Mary Jane Mosquito is coming up later in the spring as well, a theater production about an Indigenous young woman who's moved to the city, so an interesting story there. And then really excited, in June we are going to have Calabanti Productions coming back. They came to our town a number of years ago. We had a sold-out show at the center, and all ages came. Jaw-dropping acrobatics, a group from Africa is the Calabanti Productions. So really excited about their show up in June. We're partnering with the Winnipeg's Kids Festival to bring that to Dryden, so that's going to be great. It's been sold out, this show in Vancouver. You know, it's a very, very excellent show. So looking forward to that one as well.
Wow, it sounds like a fantastic lineup. A Dryden Youth Entertainment Series, it all starts on Saturday with those 2 shows, Saturday, Flora and Fauna, 9:30 and 11. Jill, we need to get tickets. And are there season passes or just individual tickets? How's it working?
This year, we're just doing individual tickets. So people can follow us on Facebook and learn when the new shows will be coming out. We always have tickets available in advance. The shows for sale at Lotto One and Ella Lynn's, or you can usually access tickets at the door as well. We won't be having passbooks this year, but we will honor any past passbooks that did not get fulfilled from 2020 when our season was cut short. So if you have one of those kicking around at home, feel free to bring it to one of our season shows and we will honor that.
A lot of great information this morning from Jill Wilkinson with the Dryden Youth Entertainment Series. Looking forward to that, the season kicking off, as I mentioned, on Saturday. Jill, thanks very much this morning for joining me.
Thank you, Richard. Have a great day.